Coming back to your why on why am I doing this? That is what's going to keep you going. But if you feel like you don't have that grit, that like, oh, that hustle, it can come. But you have to know your vision, right? Like, where are you going? Where's your end goal? If you don't have that end goal, then you're not going anywhere. But you have to know where your destination is to get there, right?
What's going on, everybody? This is Gene.
This is Colbert. On this episode, we have a great friend of ours, Marshall Charles, the founder and owner of Beautyology Studio and Spa. This is something you do not want to miss. Check in now.
Yes, right now.
We are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith, Grind, and Inspire podcast.
Welcome back to another great episode of Faith, Grind, Inspire podcast. I'm your host, Gene Alert.
And I'm your co-host, Colbert St. Laurent. And today on this episode, we have a good childhood friend. We are live from Mineola at Beautyology Spa with Marshall Charles. So let's give a round of applause for Marshall. Thank you for being here. How are we doing, Marshall?
I'm good. Thank you for the intro, gentlemen. I am happy to be here.
Yes, yes. Right. So, funny thing is, Kobe, right? So, as soon as I walk in, she goes, I know you. And I was like, pleasure to meet you. She's like, I know you. So, she was like, are you a CPA? I've been to your office.
She couldn't remember, like, pinpointed where it was. But she was like, she's an organizer. And I was like, oh, my cousin, Tamar. Yeah. So, she's like, yes, Tamar.
Shout out to Tamar.
Shout out to Tamar, right? Yeah. Tidy Living. As soon as we FaceTime Tamar, Tamar was like, hey, girl! I'm like, wait a minute, what? Am I the only one? She's like, Gene, you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. I was like, what happened? She's like, you don't know her? And I was like, no. I was like, where did I know her from? She's like, she used to work for us.
Like, I couldn't remember that.
Yeah, and you know how long ago that was? That was we started ACA almost 14, 15 years ago.
Yep. That's right.
And then
time.
when she said intern, it made me remember who she was, because I remember those two interns that were really cool, and they were both into like beauty, right?
Wait,
do you remember
me, though?
I do remember you.
Now
I remember you. And so, and now it gives me, like, I was excited to do the podcast anyway, but now it gives me more excitement because it's like, I love entrepreneurship,
It's a journey.
It's a journey, right? And it comes from, like, you see people who, you know, interns, and then they own in their own businesses,
thing.
It's a beautiful thing in America, right? And so when you're consistent, your story is all about consistency and growth, and you had a vision, and Tamar...
She said it herself.
Mm-hmm. Tamar said you always had a vision for beauty, right? And you always wanted to open up a spa, and she was proud of you, right? I'm proud of you. Yeah. And so,
thank you.
So I'm really excited to have you on the show.
you got the whole humble beginning.
So
it just worked out perfectly.
Like right before. You can't plan this.
No, you can't.
You can't plan these things. So, okay. So now, tell us, how was your experience working at ACA?
I can't answer that.
No, right. I know. You remember. but no. So tell us where you're from. Like, how did you grow up? Like, tell us about that.
I'm from New York, native New Yorker. Queens to Long Island. Still here in Long Island, unfortunately. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. But I've always knew I was going to be in like a crafty field, just using my hands and always being creative, because since I was younger, like, I always loved art and just being like free spirited. Beauty specifically didn't come until maybe I was in college, but I've always done art all throughout my high school years in elementary school. So art and beauty have always been an encompassing in my life and in all different forms, you know, dance, music, all of that. And that's from my childhood upbringing, from my parents being Haitian and always listening to different music in the house, my father having tableaus up in, you know, in the living room, everywhere. I can't even say the living room, everywhere in the house.
Right.
And I feel like I would always want to do something and be creative on my own. Like, I almost was like an only child in a way, because I always was using my imagination and just being out there. Mm-hmm. And my mother used to tell me stories about me always hiding in the bathroom, taking her makeup and putting makeup on myself, and also making potions. Yeah. Potions being that I'm playing with all these different things in the bathroom, not knowing what they are and what they're going to do to me. Uh-huh. But I was making potions. And it's funny because fast forward to today, that's what I'm doing. I'm making potions and creating bespoke facial treatments for my clients, and just creating so many different things. And on my way to creating my own skincare line. So it's just all these different steps without knowing,
they've come already. Back
together in my entrepreneurship.
I want to shout out your parents because, no, seriously, because growing up in a Haitian household, it's doctor, lawyer, you know what I'm saying? Engineer.
That's it.
And that's it. If they didn't really, you know, they were like, ah, you could be a nurse. CPA or an architect or one of those. But those top three. So for your parents to like encourage you and push you towards like what you wanted to do.
That's definitely my mother. My father is a physician. He's a GI. And he definitely wanted me to go into the medical route. Do not get me wrong. I'm pretty sure, like, even present day, he'd be like, oh, yeah, let's go into the medical field. I'll pay everything for you. And I'm like, really? My mom definitely saw that side of us. She definitely saw the creative side of us and definitely saw outside of the box and realized that every child is different. And you cannot be set in a box of, like, this is what you have to do. So.
Okay.
That is true. Yeah, because a lot of Haitian parents, when you have them strict that way, they don't really give you that much room. But at least you have one.
At least one.
It's going to make a difference. Because
That's my ride or die right there.
Shout out to mom.
Shout out to mom. Yeah.
That's important.
Mommy Charles. So, As a young kid, you are making potions. You were doing all this stuff. What college did you go to?
I went to Adelphi University in Garden City.
All right, Adelphi. All right. And so what did you study there?
Originally, I went for pre-law.
Okay.
Me too.
Right? It's part of the story, right?
Part of the story. Yep.
And then I took like one philosophy class and I was like, yep, that's not it.
You're like, this is not creative.
This is not it. And then after taking that philosophy class, I was trying to go more the business route. And my father was like, oh, you don't need to go to school for business. And I'm like, what route am I going to take then?
That's funny.
I've always liked psychology from high school, and even probably when I was in elementary school, I always had a fascination for psychology. So I actually went for psychology and sociology and got my BA in that.
Okay. Wow.
And that's where the beauty came together.
But it works, though.
Yeah. It still does.
Because you need that
in the treatment rooms.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my clients. Love you guys.
Like, sometimes it's therapy, right?
It actually is. I have a lot of clients when they leave, they're just like, they feel so light. Not just because of the facial, but because they were able to let out a lot of frustrations or whatever's been on their mind. And I'm a neutral person. I'm not in their situation. So I'm there to be able to give them neutral, non-solicited advice of like, listen, this is what you need to do, or try this, or, and they love that. Mm. And I have clients who, even if they are not coming to me, physically, like they'll hit me up like, hey, Marshall, I just wanted to know, like, what do you think about this for anything outside of the beauty industry or facials or anything with beauty?
Wow. So that's what it's about. I realized that the other day being at the barber, it's like, it's the aspect of just being in there, the laughs, the conversation. It is a safe space, and it's not many people you're going to trust with your face, your hair.
That's right.
How does that feel when you get those type of messages, when people are like reaching out to you and just
that's what it's about. I love it, essentially, because I just never feel like I'm working.
That's it.
So I feel good helping other people, not only with their skin, but inside as well. So
I love it. So on the inside out. How do you start?
How did I transition?
Yeah, how did you transition?
So while I was in college, I did graduate. Mm-hmm. But while I was in college, I was doing a lot of fashion shows there mm-hmm. for different groups that were on campus. One of my best friends, she was modeling for them and she was like, no, I need my makeup artist. It has to be Marshall. I don't care. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got into doing makeup for those shows. Mm-hmm. Some of the other models that were there, they're like, wow, you're really good. Like, you should make this into a career. And at that time, I didn't realize that doing makeup was anything outside of the movie industry. Mm. So I was just thinking like, oh, you only do makeup for movies. And I was just like, maybe I'll go to California and like try to start my life and my career there. But then I started doing more research and I realized that like makeup can be done in so many different avenues. Mm-hmm. And I got certified during that time, and that's when I started doing more professional makeup with private clients, started trying to do little commercials, bridal, whatever I could get my hands into. So that's where I really started my freelance makeup artistry journey. And while I was doing that, you know, being a starving artist living at home, I had odd jobs here and there, but always still encompassing like, this is the dream. I got to grind, right?
Right.
And I got to get into wherever I have to get into the door of the next level for myself. Mm-hmm. And I did that for many years. And then I did a little pivot into skincare many years later, but always still doing with my makeup clients and trying to better their skin, because I realized that, you know, your skin is not going to look good under the makeup if it's not being taken care of. Mm-hmm. So I made sure that my makeup clients were taking care of their skin without realizing that, oh, like this is aesthetics, like, and going to school for aesthetics. So then I went to school for aesthetics, got my license, and immediately took off and was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up a spa and I'm going to encompass everything that I want to, waxing, makeup, and facials. Then I also wanted to incorporate nails and massage. So when I moved into this bigger space, and that's when I incorporated massage and nails. And
Wait.
I'm not doing those services,
but wait, no, I know, but wait. Pause.
I know it's a lot, right? Okay.
How? I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
And then you started.
Yeah.
How did you raise the money to start your first business?
See, this is where the faith comes in now,
yes,
right?
Yes. Talk about it.
Yes.
I wish I knew where the money came from. It's literally like that.
It was like that.
I did have some money saved, but, you know, I did a little mini GoFundMe before I started that, but that wasn't anything substantial. Don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful for everybody who donated to that, but it wasn't like it was $50,000.
Yeah.
I did have anonymous donors give me some money. They were like, no, I believe in you. You've been saying this for so long, Marshall. You have to make this work. Like, you're going to make this work. And it's so crazy because I actually was looking at a DM message from somebody at Adelphi. His name is Sam. He was on the basketball team. We were reminiscing on how long ago, and you know, on DMs, you could see the date, right?
Yep.
He was like, wow, you've always been talking about this. So I'm so happy for you. Congratulations on your space and everything like that. And I looked at it before that and it said like, oh yeah, I'm going to open up my own spa, blah, 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 like, and all these things. And I was like, I was scared looking at the message because I was like, wow, like it really came to fruition.
Spoken into existence. So, yes. That's it.
Oh my goodness.
Power intention and power vision is so important. When I always tell people,
you have to write it down.
Right? But you have to paint the picture before you put the frame.
That's right.
A lot of people try to put the frame and then try to put the picture inside the frame when it's already on the wall. It's too late. Right? Exactly. So she's been painting this picture her whole life, you know?
She saw it.
And a lot of people,
they can't see the end.
They can't see it because guess what?
their families put the frame up already. And now they try to put the picture that they want inside that frame. But you're like, nah, this is not it. And it doesn't work. So you, that's why you see so many people miserable. So many people are not happy in their careers. That's so many people are just... So I'm super excited. You know, like, I just keep thinking about what tomorrow's so excited. To see tomorrow so excited. Right? It was. I'm so happy I made that phone call. Right? Because it just... it just clicked with me. I remember, you know, and I remember it was like all about fashion. And the reason why you were doing interns with us was because at the time, Tamar was big with our fashion clients and Vanessa and Angela Simmons. So you had to be part of it. And that's why you were dealing with the pastries. So position pastries was the Simmons brand. So you've been painting this picture. You see your eyes clicking, right? But so I love it. It's just a testimony of why faith, why the show is called Faith Rod Inspire. You have to believe in yourself. You have to put in the work, but then you're going to inspire others, right? And it might be, you're inspiring me. Like, you should say, like, you're inspiring me because it's just a living testimony. Like, the last couple of weeks, we've been interviewing different entrepreneurs, and it's the same mindset. This show is all about the mindset. Like, we don't care how much money you make, we don't care how much whatever, but because this show is really about to help other entrepreneurs like follow their dreams.
That's right.
Push forward and push that envelope, you know? And that's why you are like perfect. Right? That's why. And so I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, okay. So you started your first location, where was that?
In Garden City.
In Garden City.
So a mile away from
here. A mile away from here. All right. So down there. So now we're in Mineola. I was telling Brianna, because Brianna, our producer, is from Brooklyn. And I was like, yo, she's in Mineola? I was like...
A lot of people say that about me. Like, when they come here, like, clients, people who don't even know me, they're like, oh, you're the owner? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, here? Like, here, in Mineola? Like, right, Garden City's across the street? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like... Girl, oh my God, congratulations. Like, you are doing it. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And I mean, I don't really realize it on a day-to-day basis, but like when I sit down and reflect and I'm just like, wow, like I have a space, like a brick and mortar space in a place where 20 years ago, people were getting shot over here. Like, you can't walk in the street like this. So...
Like, over here, I was telling Bree, the courthouse is right there. The only reason minorities would be over here would be to drive to go to the courthouse.
Or their lawyers. Or they're driving to go back to Hempstead.
Or they're going back to Hempstead. Or you're going from here and you're going to Roosevelt Field. To the movie theater. You're going to Westbury. You're not coming over here. This part right here.
I know.
Like, so I was like, when it said, you have arrived, I was like... Nah, this is wrong. I looked up. I was like, yeah, this is it. Oh, I was like, y'all happy for her. And I was like, wow. Okay. Because I've, for the many years I've doing business, all my clients on this strip don't look like you. Not one.
Right.
And I've been in business 20 years. So like it's something that you should be proud of. And not just because you're the first or whatever, you might not be, but for you to be so young and for you to have a vision and have such a beautiful space. Like, very put together. I can't wait. Brianna's going to do like some B-roll and she's going to see this place. So you guys get to actually see it. You guys need to come here, book an appointment. I'm going to book a spa for my wife, for sure.
And you too? There's men that come here too?
Oh, there's men that come here too? Yeah. Okay, so all right, I'll come too. Yo, man, if Abel lets me come, I'll come. All right? Shout out to Abel, my man from the Bronx. He's my Scorpio brother. So anytime you see a Scorpio, that's it. It's your
oh
brother.
Oh my gosh.
That's it. No, no, it's a bond that no one's gonna understand.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So, but anyway, do you remember that feeling that you got when your first customer walked in or you serviced that first guest?
I mean, whenever it's any new client, you know, there's still a little bit of nervousness because you never know how they're going to react with you. Are you guys gonna gel well? Are you gonna have a good vibration together? Mm-hmm. It's new for me almost every day when I have those new clients. I never take anybody for granted. I'm very grateful for everybody who walks in here. And I know that everybody who walks in here has a purpose on why they're coming in here. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like any client is not meant to come in here. There's a reason for each client who comes in here. Even for people who are my family and friends too, like just because they're family and friends, yeah, okay, you have that familiarity mm-hmm. with them, but that doesn't mean that, you know, something can't go wrong with mm-hmm. their face or mm-hmm. whatever, however they look at, maybe they look at their makeup and they're like, oh, I don't like it or something, you know? So always a little bit of nervousness, but a good nervousness, anything bad where you're like, oh my God, I'm sweating here, you know?
Yeah. Because you know what you're doing. That's true too. Yeah. You have the moral authority, right? That's what I call it. Mm-hmm. You walk in here, like there's a sense of like, I got this. Mm-hmm. But there is a nervousness.
It's a good nervousness.
I totally agree with you. I'm 20 years in. I still have that same feeling. So I don't think it ever goes away.
It's like butterflies.
It's like a game. It's like that last
right.
play of the
yes.
game.
Right before you start the game
yes.
or
yes.
Like going on stage.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
In order for you to thrive through it, it's like you need that real spirit to push through those moments. A lot of people fall. But when you're built for it, you get through it easily. And it feels good on the other side of it. But that little bit of nervousness, that last second play, but you know it's going in. So what is a hurdle, the biggest hurdle that you had to deal with?
COVID.
Yes. And we're still here.
Yes.
We're still here. COVID.
So we were mandated to close March 21st, 2020. Andrew Cuomo decided that, you know, all these businesses just go home.
Not even the governor. Yes. Andrew Cuomo.
I'm sorry. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. He said, go home. And to be honest with you, I took it kind of lightly at that time. Like, I didn't think we were going to be closed for so long. Like, I even told my beauty concierge, Emily, shout out to Emily, that I'll see you in 2 weeks, girl. Like, bye. Like, I'll see you soon. And she was like, bye, Mark. Like, no problem.
2 week vacation.
And then 2 weeks, we're all gone. I was like, why are we not open? Like, I was very confused. Then I was realizing that, okay, like, this is for real.
This is real. Yeah.
This is real. Like, you cannot go outside without any protection. Like, no games. And I went through every emotion during quarantine. I was happy because I was like, wow, I'm getting a little vacation. Yeah. Like, this is nice because I wanted to go on vacation more and go traveling this year. That did not happen.
That didn't happen.
So I was depressed because I realized how, like, I relied so much on the income of Beautyology for my daily life that it wasn't just like, you know, I didn't have money stacked and saved away for 6, 7, 12 months.
Right.
I had rent that was due every month that passed by. So it wasn't smooth sailing.
Right.
I was nervous. I had anxiety. It was a lot. But, you know, making certain decisions in my business prior to COVID had helped me. Having an online store set up so my clients were able to buy their skincare products was, yeah, literally life-saving, because there were so many other estheticians that I know, like my friends, they didn't have that option. They were like just trying to call people, you know, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But in this day and age with technology, people are on their phone. Like, they want to just buy something really quick online. They're not going to be like, oh, let me call my esthetician for my facial cleanser. You know, you're dealing with Sephora's and Ulta's of the world, where people are automatically going to call and just go online to their websites. But, you know, your clients, they should be coming back to you and saying, oh, I want those professional products that Marshall was recommending for me, not, oh, let me just choose something from Sephora. Mm. And I'm very grateful for all my clients that remembered and came to us, went on our website, buying our products. Mm. I was here, if not every day, every other day, coming to ship out products, which I'm very grateful for. I literally from my house to Beautyology, like back and forth. That saved me.
That's good.
I definitely feel like another decision is just, you know, maintaining a strong presence online. We have, you know, very good reviews online. So that has also helped me in the reopening of Beautyology because we got a lot of new clients that were looking for the services that we offer that are also outside of the box, but definitely just regular services of like waxing and facials. But when we reopened in the end of June, we were allowed to do waxing. So waxing was like my top service that was being offered here. Mm-hmm. People weren't getting waxed during quarantine, so that yeah. was, they were like, Marshall, help me. Wild out. Everybody.
It's the Jungle Book. Okay.
So it was very vital for me to be offering these services to clients, and people were coming from everywhere. Mm. I mean, I'm in Long Island, but I had clients from the Bronx and Brooklyn and Queens coming towards here because we were opened up first before the city was opened up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an advantage for me. And a hurdle that I was able to overcome. So I was very grateful for that.
You cope because as entrepreneurs, we go through the emotions, we go to ups and downs,
ups and flows.
Maintain your zen through it all.
Yeah.
What are some
I have definitely different outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like just not talking to people and getting into like a shell.
Mm.
That is therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. I need to recharge. During COVID, my lovely boyfriend and I, we went on some nature walks and went out hiking and got to reset.
Nice. That's essential.
Back to Mother Nature, right?
That's cool.
And it's a great reminder of how beautiful the earth is and how God is everywhere, right?
Mm.
You can't duplicate moments like that and you can't try to mimic it in a different way. You just have to experience it, right?
Absolutely.
So coping can come in so many different forms. It's just, you know, being peaceful with yourself and just being around loved ones. Having support is very vital because hearing somebody else saying like, no, you got this, you're going to be doing this or continue to do whatever you're doing. You need that.
Absolutely.
You need to hear it, not just from your clients because your clients, you know, they're there because of you, but to hear it from somebody who isn't definitely a client of yours on a day-to-day basis and to say like, you're doing this, like making sure that you're staying on track. That is what keeps me inspired and also just every single day, like, you know, to keep pushing. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. We had clients that were, you know, definitely not in a good mental space because it's a long time being in quarantine. And, you know, that uncertainty makes a lot of people who don't have it all together, like weary, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, my, I don't know where I'm going. Like, what's the next step for me? And especially if you were like that prior to COVID and then during that now, you're like, oh my God, like.
You got to deal with it all now. Yeah. You can't run from it.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. When you're by yourself dealing with that type of,
you're quarantined.
You're quarantined.
Some people have nobody around.
Nobody.
That's true.
Nobody
That's
around.
That's true.
You know? So one of the questions I wanted to know, where'd you come up with the name?
Yes, I was just thinking about that. It's a beautiful name.
Because it says definition, the study of beauty, but
yeah.
I didn't make it up, right? God did. I grinded so hard. Once I graduated from aesthetic school to opening my doors in 2015, I literally had hours of no sleep. Like, I was, like, up 24 hours straight for, like, 3 days.
Wow.
Sick. Mm. Like, I looked sick. But I was like, I need to do this. I need to get my LLC. I need to get my name. I need to do, like, all the steps.
Right and after graduation.
I was... No, I started actually doing it while I was in school.
Oh, okay.
But definitely after graduation, I was like, and... No looking back. Beautyology just came to me I remember I was looking outside the window and the sun was rising. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Beautyology. I love beauty mm-hmm. and everything that encompasses beauty. It doesn't have to be facial makeup like that. It could be anything beauty that can go under that umbrella, right, of beautyology. Mm-hmm. So, beautyology, like the study of right. beauty. Yeah. So,
and when you type it in Google, it's the first one that is.
Nothing. Come on, man! No. You know I work really hard for to me on top real. Of Google that like that.
Yeah. For real,
beautiful. Spot,
you know,
man.
Like
incredible.
You just put it in and boop, yeah. even in the map. Yeah. In the map, I didn't even.
That's right.
That's it.
So that's cool. What steps? And it doesn't have to be in the beauty industry, but as an entrepreneur, another entrepreneur coming up, right mm. behind you. Mm. What advice would you tell that person right now?
That's a really tough question, actually.
Or you can, Kobe can take some of it too.
I don't know. I mean, you're thinking she found something she's passionate about.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The market, yeah, passion, right?
And it's like, if mm. it's something that you can do and feel like, it just doesn't feel like work. Mm-hmm. I think the most important part is people to find what they're passionate about and not making it the money. Mm-hmm. You know, because all of that stuff comes. But if you're passionate about it,
it can come and go.
And facts. And COVID comes, and you all of a sudden it's like, I don't have the passion anymore. I don't want to do this. All of a sudden, you feel the downs of being an entrepreneur.
I felt that too. I did.
It's easy,
but you have to have something else, a higher power, faith.
Your why? Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it. Knowing your why, coming back to your why on why am I doing this. That is what's going to keep you going. But if you feel like you don't have that mm-hmm. grit, that like, oh, that hustle, mm-hmm. it can come. Mm-hmm. It can come. But you have to know your vision, right? Like, where are you going? Where's your end goal? Mm-hmm. If you don't have that end goal, then you're not going anywhere, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's like you're just driving aimlessly. Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Destination.
But you have to know where your destination is yep. to get there, right? Mm-hmm. For me, when I'm doing my planning for the year, all of my marketing and spa coaches, you have to know what your end goal is. Like, how much do you want to make in the year? Mm. If you don't know how much you want to make at the end of the year, you're just like, oh, I'm just making money. I'm just, you know, just yeah. doing stuff.
Yeah.
Right. But let's say you want to hit and be $1 million, seven figure earner.
Mm-hmm.
You got to backtrack that. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And say, how much do I need to make in the quarter? Mm-hmm. How much do I need to make in the month? How much do I need to make in the week? Mm. How much do I need to make in the day? How much do I need to make per hour,
right,
to hit that goal?
It's meticulous. You, no, come on. That you have to think
yes.
about it.
Yes.
A lot of people don't think about things like that. They're just like, oh, I'm making money.
Yeah. But something you just said that's going to fly over a lot of people's heads. She said she has coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Mentors, people that yes. she goes
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Even though she has a business, yeah. she's hiring coaches
absolutely.
To work. So talk about that experience.
You have to have a coach. Even my coaches have coaches.
Yep.
You can't do everything by yourself.
No.
And I had to learn that the hard way. Through the journey of the 5 years that I've been open, I definitely, my first year, I was like, I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to do this. And burnout is what happened.
Yeah.
I definitely figured out that, you know, you do need help in different areas. And as a control freak, shout out to my control freaks. Yeah.
Shout out to the Tauruses. Right?
The bulls.
Oh,
yes.
My God. All right.
Yes,
we're going to go there? Okay.
We're going to talk about the Scorpios.
Whatever. Yeah, right. Shout out to my Tauruses. Let's go. Women entrepreneurs, let's go.
That's right.
We all need a coach, and we all, as entrepreneurs, need to learn how to delegate. That was a big word for me in 2000, I want to say maybe 17, 18, mm-hmm. where I hired my first business coach, and she said, Marshall, like you cannot do it all. Like, you want to do it all. And absolutely, because, you know, you want to be the face, you want to be answering the phones, you want to be, that's great. But at one point, you're going to have to let go of that. Mm. The second I was able to let go and delegate those extra menial tasks that you need the menial task to get everything done as your foundation, I was like, whoo, that feels good. Yeah. Now I got more time to do the next level task. Mm-hmm. Because as an entrepreneur, as a spa owner, I cannot be doing jobs of like, there's nothing wrong with doing this. Don't get me wrong. But I don't need to count inventory every day. Mm-hmm. I have to be out here networking with other entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I have to be, you know, finding the newer things that are going on in the world that are like keeping up with the trends and staying educated and doing training. Right. If I'm working and doing inventory, where's that time going? Mm-hmm. So having a coach has taught me that. They've taught me so many things, you know, as far as marketing and just, you know, doing all the day-to-day daily tasks that we as entrepreneurs need to do and keeping me on track for things. But definitely learning that big word of delegation has helped me tremendously.
Yes.
Because I do wear all the hats, but I don't need to wear all of the hats. Hiring an assistant, making sure that, you know, training my front desk to being the best that she or he could be. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to be able to grow. That's how you're going to be able to scale and be able to be, oh, maybe there might be another Beautyology, right? Mm-hmm. But how can you get to another Beautyology if this one is not good, right? You can't open up. I've seen people do it. Mm-hmm. I've had other entrepreneurs, we've had talks where they've opened up several locations when their core one wasn't even solid.
Yeah, solid. Too fast. Yeah.
Yeah. They scale too fast and they try to be seven places at once.
You can't be putting money from here to this one. No.
It took me almost 14 years to delegate, to learn how to delegate.
So burnout was your
burnout. Oh yeah. Burnout was, and I didn't even realize I was getting burned out until I had a baby.
Shout out to your wife. Yep. Shout out to your wife.
Yes. Shout out to the wife. Right. Capricorn gang. Right.
Dude. She's strong.
She's very. And so, and if it wasn't for her, and Tamar and all these people like Gene let go. And I was holding on.
Yeah.
Like chokehold holding on. Yeah. Like, no, I'm going to do everything and I'm going to do it well. Yeah. Like, you can't. So the delegation part is like something huge that for huge entrepreneurs. For entrepreneurs. Do you think you manage time or do you think you manage task?
The task.
The task.
But I do need to do more of the timing. Because it's a good breakdown. I have another client who is in business and she says that she tries to break it down per hour of all the tasks that you still write down all the tasks that you need to accomplish, but you start off with one that's a smaller thing to complete. Mm-hmm. So you feel that, oh, I accomplished something, and then you can move on to the next thing. So at least, okay, I know I crossed that thing off. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to look at everything on the list and you're like, what am I going to, I don't even know. You know what?
Brick
by brick. I'm not even going to do it because it's just too many things. Then it's like you're competing with yourself.
Yes, yes.
So when I know I have things that I have to get done, I write everything down and I'm like, all right, what is the fastest thing that I can get done so I can cross it off? And then you feel accomplished,
right?
So that's what I do. So it really depends on the day. There's some days time goes by so fast and you're like, okay, what did I do today? Mm. And then there's days where I'm like, all right,
yeah,
today was a great and productive and abundant day. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So it just really depends on the day.
Yeah.
And we have our days, right? We have great days, we have bad days, but you got to keep pushing, right?
Yeah. I think that when people manage tasks, they do get more done, right? And however you break it down, but it's good, you just dropped another thing. You do write things down.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So you use a planner, right?
Always. I've used a planner since high school. Like, I don't think, even if you don't use it every single day, I'm a big avid writer. Like, you need to write things down. Write down the vision and make it plain.
Yes, yes.
And that's literally what you have to do. If you do not write down your visions, it's not going to happen. Because it's just like what? You're just making things up, right? If there's no goal, it's a wish.
Ooh, true. It's true.
And writing it down in your handwriting, it does something.
It does something.
It registers as you write it down.
It makes it real.
The spell work. You're literally spelling out words. You're actually writing it. Did you put the whole decor together?
It's all me.
Your vision, everything.
It's all me. I mean, I can't just say it's all me. God definitely has his hand in all of this.
Look, he gives you the vision, you have to put in the work.
Exactly. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And
every single piece in
so
here.
Like you could tell the detail. Like, you didn't find it like this.
No. I did not.
So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you should be very proud of yourself. Big, like,
beautiful.
This place is amazing. And thank you. I'm just so happy that we, Kobe, get to have entrepreneurs on the show and we get to travel and go to their places now.
This is independence.
Independence.
Yeah. The garden was great. But like I said, it's nothing like being in the actual space.
Growth, right?
Yes. Yes.
Independence.
Like we used to record our show in Madison Square Garden. You would have to come to the garden and record with us in the studio. It was nice because it's like, oh my God.
You probably spend a little extra money doing that.
Yeah, too, right? No, we were signed. Oh, okay. So we had a deal. Like, we had a deal. Like, right. You know? But we had the home of the Knicks, right? And so, but the problem is that wasn't the vision. The original vision was to have a show like this. Mm-hmm. That we could come, we could highlight, the guests could use the clips because here's the thing, right, with entrepreneurship. A lot of entrepreneurs don't understand that with advertising, there's three things. Mm-hmm. You either paying for advertising, you're giving stuff for free, mm-hmm. or and you have to put it out there. You can't just talk about, say, your products.
Right.
And people just have one buy you. Mm-hmm. Right. Gosh. I'm in real estate 20 years.
Yeah.
People don't care what company I work for.
No.
They care about my mindset. They care about how I think, how I interact with people. So when they hear your story and you share that story, that's free advertising.
Yep.
Right.
Because now people are like, oh, you know what?
Now I know. I like her now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, if you first meet me, and this goes for my clients too, you're just going to be like, ooh, I don't know if I like her. But as soon as you bring your warmth and your energy to somebody, they're like, oh, no. I like you.
I like you, yeah.
And you can gain clients just from that.
Mm-hmm.
I've met people where I was in the weirdest situations and gained clients from that. But if you're just always about business and like, oh, here's my business card, and you're like, people are like, I don't know.
Yep,
I don't. Right. I'll go to the other competitor quick. While I was in aesthetic school,
mm-hmm.
that's what I was listening to, podcasts on my way to school of another entrepreneur, my leak. Shout out to my leak.
Mm-hmm.
She is a Black entrepreneur based out of Atlanta who does many different things. But at that time, she had Curl Box, which was a subscription box.
Yes, Curl Box.
I would listen to her podcasts, which inspired me to do a lot more and just really focus and grind in the entrepreneur. See?
Before COVID, like, what made you get a coach? Like, what made you year one where you were like, you said you came out the gate. You were like,
Year one was bad.
Why?
Because there was no direction. It was like, I'm just doing this and I don't really know where I'm going or what I'm doing. I know what I want to do. There's a lot of business owners, and it doesn't have to be just in the spa industry. It could be my next door neighbor. Or it could be anybody in any industry that doesn't know what they're doing. Like, just because you own a business doesn't mean you know how to run a business.
Facts. That's very true.
People who went to business school still might not be able to have a successful business. Like, you have to have a lot of different qualities to continue on. And I strongly believe in having a coach, to the point where I might even do consulting in the future for entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs, and estheticians. Because if I had someone who could be like my coach when I was like first starting out, or even before opening the doors, I could be far gone right now.
Right.
But the biggest hurdle for me would definitely be like that, not knowing where I was going. Like, you know how you have followed the yellow brick road from the Wizard of Oz? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Like, a coach is giving you the directions of what's the next step. All right, you know your numbers, which is a vital information in business, right? If you don't know your numbers, you don't have a business.
That's true.
Period. I don't care what you do.
It's true.
I don't care what you do. That's true. For a doctor, a restaurant owner, somebody who has a hot dog stand outside. If you don't know how much you made in the day and how much you made in last month, how was your productivity? How many clients did you see? So, I mean, the hurdle really for me was just not knowing. and not having anybody to say, okay, like, what's the next step for me? How do I get and pass this, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, my father's a doctor. He doesn't know anything about the spa industry.
Right.
My mom's not in this industry. She can't help me.
Right.
Who am I going to go to? I didn't know anybody else who owned a spa, mm. and especially someone who didn't look like me either. So it's like, where do you go? That's right. when I did the research on trying to find a consultant or just a coach who can help me. I started off with one company, and I was very grateful for having that coach. And each different coach was helping with different things. I don't care if I had to have three different coaches, and I don't care if I had to pay them. I don't care. I was wanted to get as much information as possible, and I was a sponge, and I was just retaining everything. I had notebooks everywhere, writing. I'm on the train, writing, because I needed to get that information. I needed to know, how is that entrepreneur different than I am?
Mm.
How can I be different from the next esthetician? Why is somebody going to come to me?
Hmm.
It's not just about having a pretty place. It's not about them also, yes, of course, liking you too, but you know, you have to know the foundations. And if I didn't go to business school, where was I going to get that information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the business coach helped me with, creating that foundation, knowing my numbers and figuring out what's the next step for me. What does beautyology look like in 5, 10, 15 years?
Mm.
Am I still going to be in the treatment room? Am I going to be just a sole owner who's watching and overseeing? Am I going to have multiple locations? So all these questions were asked, and I had to figure it out. It wasn't a one day overnight thing, like, oh, you just, you know, we're just going to talk for one day. No, this is something that took years. Mm. And I still have coaches, and I will continue to have coaches.
Mm. I love it.
It's vital.
Like, you're going to be on the cover of Forbes. Like, you know,
from your mouth to God's ears.
Shout out to all the women entrepreneurs, because
yes.
It's big.
And there's cheat codes out there, because technically people don't know. You could that could be a tax write off, because it's a business.
It's education. It's continued education.
That's right. Every month.
Yeah. And so it's well worth it.
So let's talk about beautyology 15 years from now in the future. What does it look like?
Beautyology has a bright future.
Mm.
15 years from now, what year would that be?
2035.
How do you even say that number?
2035.
2035. Yeah.
15 years?
From here. We're in 2020.
Oh my God. I'm getting my numbers wrong.
That's okay. It's COVID.
We need these numbers. We need the numbers.
Yeah, we need the numbers. We need to know the numbers.
Leave that to the accountant.
That's why I have an accountant. Shout out to my CPA.
Yeah. Shout out.
Beautyology. Ooh, in 15 years. Mm-hmm. Beautyology in 15 years is definitely going to have multiple locations.
See it.
Mm-hmm. In different states,
mm-hmm.
Maybe even internationally, but we definitely are not going to just be a traditional spa where people are like, oh, this is just like a fluffy spa, and we're still not a fluffy spa anyway.
Mm.
So definitely expansion. I'm definitely not going to be in a treatment room in 15 years. I will most likely be doing consulting,
because
I do want to help other like-minded entrepreneurs really get to that next level quicker than they need to be in the I don't know what I'm doing stage. Right? You said 14 years you took to delegate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't need to take 14 years to delegate. As soon as they know that from the beginning, they'll say, oh, you know what? Let me hire that virtual assistant. Let me hire someone to do the stock room and to organize, to do the cleaning. If you have the funds for it, why not?
Why not?
And even if you don't have the funds for it, plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
So 2020, what is it? 2020?
Yeah.
I can't right
it's now. 2035.
Yes. Blame it on COVID.
I'm off today, guys.
That's true.
Thank you for being here on your
day off. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Look, I'm excited. I'm excited for 2035. I'm excited for 2020. I can't wait until me and my wife come here to participate and become clients.
Currently, our memberships are tiered into a silver, gold, and platinum memberships, where you have either one or two benefits for the month, where you can come and every month, you know, we take pride in all of our clients, our members coming every month to make sure that they are being accountable to coming in for their self-care, right? It's not just about, okay, like, I do have clients who come every month. and they're not members. But for the people who became members, they all said the same thing. I need to make this part of my routine. Mm-hmm. I need to take more and better care of myself. So we do have a lot of professional people who are nurses, doctors, cops, mm-hmm. lawyers, like everybody. You don't have to be a professional to become a member. But those are the ones who I see the most because they are in high stress level jobs where nurses right now, doctors right now during COVID, like they need to come here essential workers. Every month. Mm-hmm. Essential workers, correct. Like, you know, we have this safe, clean environment where we offer amazing services here. So why not? It's amazing to see new clients come in and become members the same day because they're just like, this is where I want to be. I don't care. This is it. And it feels so good to see when a new client comes in, they're like, no, I want to be a member right off the bat because I already know this is my place.
Mm. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Love those.
We got to create, ACA has to create little membership cards for you.
Behind the scenes.
And you in the lab now making your own potions.
Yes.
Some alchemy.
You know, baby steps for that. But because that's the perfectionist in me. It's going to take some time.
Right.
But I'm going to at least work on one solid product so at least I can have something to start off with my own branding of a skincare line.
So Faith Grind Inspire listeners and followers, right? let's hold her accountable. Woo! What year are we going to have you back on here to talk about your skincare line? That one product. We're only going to hold one.
I can't say the year's right now. So let's see.
2022?
In the next 5 years.
5 years. Okay. Yes. All right.
That's fair enough. That's good time.
So out of Faith, Grind, Inspire, which word resonates with you and why?
Absolutely faith. Mm. Faith in every language, faith in every form has been the best and most inspiring word for me. I mean, I'm using the word inspire in that, but faith has got me through it. Faith brought it to me. Faith has got me through it, and I'm still here. I've had many challenges personally and in business, but I'm still here, and I have faith every day that God is going to take care of me, and that's the only thing that makes me continue on into the business, because I know God has his hands in everything that I'm doing, literally from every client that walks in, because there's days where I'm like, oh my God, I don't know, how am I going to do this? Client will walk in like, oh girl, man, I have to restock all my products. And you're just like, oh, that was the ending for the day. And you're like, you don't even know when this is gonna pop up. So for me, it's definitely faith.
Love it. Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm. How do you balance personal life, business?
It's definitely taking a different, every year is different. Like I learn more about myself and what I need to focus on and what not to focus on. Balance can be great one day, could be bad one day, you know, just not beating myself up for it.
Okay.
Because it's not good. It's not healthy, right? But trying to find balance is better than not trying at all.
Mm. Ooh, okay. That's true. Mm. I like that.
And having other people being accountable for that too. You know, if you know that you're not good at that, somebody saying like, listen, you know, you're slacking. Like, it's better than, you know, having that communication and saying, listen, you're messing up right now.
Mm. Yeah. Some people can't take the constructive criticism.
No. Mm. Well, as an entrepreneur, you need to learn how to take that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Someone that actually genuinely is trying to give you constructive, not trying to just criticize.
About the approach too, right?
Yeah, of course.
You can't just.
It's all about communication. So, where can people find you?
Beautyology Studio and Spa. Mm-hmm. That's our website, www.beautyologystudioandspa.com. We are located at 72 East Old Country Road in Mineola on Long Island. And you can book your appointments online. You can give us a call, text, DM us, whatever way you want to contact us. Yes, we are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Follow us. Give us a like. Stay social with us.
The link is right here.
Follow,
right? Follow and like and book, right? Book the appointments. So
Kobe, man, this was a great one, man.
Honor and pleasure.
Yes, it's, yes. It was. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you my
for sticking to it.
Yeah.
And thank you for allowing us to come in here and like be part of this. Like, yeah. This is dope. So, and I'm very proud of you. We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Yes.
And to our followers, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for keep helping us and holding us accountable to make sure that we keep providing these type of shows and episodes, right? And thank you so much. Keep following us on Instagram. It's Faith Grind Inspire. Mm-hmm. Our website is faithgrindinspire.com. Follow The Alchemist.
Subscribe,
like. Keep going no matter what. God bless you guys. Keep the grind.
God bless. Peace.